dunging that all out. And it turns out to be a huge amount of material and energy and nutrients, of the sort of natural fertilizer that's moved across these boundaries.
Each year, hippos provide over 60,000 kilograms of dung to African lakes and rivers. Douglas McCauley says the dung is also used as a communication device. He says a more powerful male hippo will throw dung from its tail to a less powerful male. The study also showed that some species of river fish need the dung in their diets. Mr. McCauley says some of the nutrients in the dung are the building materials of life. Some fish get the nutrients by eating the dung directly. Others feed on insects that eat the dung. But as researchers learn more about the importance of hippos, there are fewer of them. Mr. McCauley says hippo numbers are dropping across sub-Saharan Africa. He says there has been a 10 to 20% drop in the past 10 years.
And beyond how many there are, they're in a lot fewer places. There are entire countries that have completely lost hippopotamus. Egypt, for example.
Douglas McCauley says humans are responsible for most of the drop in the hippo population through hunting and habitat loss as human populations spread. I'm Marcia James.
Now, it's time for our weekly look at the latest technology news. This week, we learn about an invention that reduces stress from walking without using a motor. Devices that help people walk were once thought to be difficult, if not impossible, to design. Until recently, such a device required electricity from an external power supply. But now, as our technology correspondent Jonathan Evans tells us, American scientists have built a small, wearable addition to normal shoes. Their invention eases the load on muscles in the leg and makes walking easier.
Stephen Collins and Greg Sawicki are biomedical engineers. They both studied how human beings walk. They found that our ankles and calves perform motions similar to a spring joined to a clutch. In an automobile, a clutch is used to connect and disconnect a driving or driven part of an engine or other piece of equipment. The researchers found that the human body parts are able to both store and release energy, just like a spring. Stephen Collins works with Carnegie Mellon University in Pennsylvania. Greg Sawicki is with North Carolina State University. He spoke to VOA on Skype.
We found in basic science experiments that